Well, the night of January 16, 1967, the area under the marquee of the Mechanic Theater on Baltimore Street in Hanover was all Klieg lights, TV cameras, and microphones popping up. Altogether, a night invested with the glamour that goes with civic celebrity. The occasion was the grand opening of the then-new Morris Mechanic Theater. The show was Hello, Dolly, and the star was no less than Betty Grable. She made history for herself that night, playing the role instead of Carol Channing. But so did the theater when she played it, opening as Baltimore's newest and only legitimate theater. The Mechanic was the dream child of Morris Mechanic, who owned Ford's Theater on Fayette near Utah and Howard Streets, until 1964 when he sold Ford's and in the intervening years built the Mechanic. The arranged substitute venue was Painter's Mill Music Fair, which failed to draw. So it was on this night of bright lights and high promise that the Mechanic opened. But a funny thing happened when the curtain went down that night. People were whispering that they couldn't hear, in some cases couldn't see, and they wondered if Baltimore's new showcase theater had bombed. But show business being show business, the Mechanic went bravely on. After a few years, the Mechanic went dark, and stayed dark for 18 months. Enter the rescuing city fathers with money and ideas and management. Which brings us to the second grand opening of the renovated Mechanic. 9 years later, November 1st, 1976. But the Mechanic, built in the 1960s, was in the 1990s living on borrowed time. Its seating capacity, its ability to handle the big new Broadway spectaculars, competition from the newly opened Hippodrome, all combined to put the Mechanic in a losing race with changing times. So it was that on the night of January the 18th, 2004, the show was The Graduate, the final curtain came down on the Mechanic Theater. The Mechanic opened in Baltimore in 1967 and closed in 2004 after 37 years. As they say in show business, not a bad run.